Dragons by Brandy Marks. Chapter 1. Isabella, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written, before one of them came to be. Psalm 139:16. I thought in the celestial city, I would have no more tears. Now all I have are tears. Drawing my eyes, I sniffle and wipe my nose. Do you think it's a tumor? I wait for Ariel, who doesn't answer right away. Ariel knows it is no tumor. You should see a doctor. She does not say the word obstetrician. He will have the answer you seek. I'm sure it's nothing terrible. Her thoughts unspoken. A sigh escapes. Thank you. Feeling a great weight lift. The next day, at the doctor's, I hear the worst news of my life. You're pregnant. I don't believe it. How can it be? Trying to make sense of the situation, I'm unable to even have a coherent thought. My mind is a confused jumble. And hearing the doctor's next words did not help with my loss of sanity at all. A heteropaternal superfecundation, or pregnancy like this, is rare. It's having sex with more than one male, within hours, not days. There's a burning behind my eyes and my cheeks flush with heat. As the tears fell, my pain pours out, an avalanche. But I haven't had sex with any man. To defend and push away the words, I glare at the doctor. Don't you think I would know if I had sex with two men? I want to scream, to beat on him, on someone. There must be another explanation. As I look at my belly, eyes widened, I recall the demons who assaulted me, the anguish and pain. Oh God, no. Recalling ancient stories of fallen angels, earth women had copulated with them and produced children. Will they be giants? Nephilim, I don't want to hear his answer. It's unfortunate she didn't realize Andras, at one time a seraph, had impregnated her, as had Karabazin, a fire demon. Pregnant with their children, Isabella is not happy. In the sixth month of my pregnancy, in the celestial city, a city of love, babies are seen as a gift, not in my mind. Brow furrows and face reddens with a flush of heat and a fluttering in my stomach, then nausea. Chest tight, I'm having trouble breathing. My mind races as I seek answers but just feel exposed and judged. Fighting back tears at the look on people's faces, their eyes gaze at my swollen belly, lips curl, and they turn away. I turn away from them. A baby, never mind two, is not high on my list of ideal. Outside he's perfect. Walls, it's easy to find a doctor who will oblige. Early the next morning, as the sun rises over the distant hills, pale light with rose-tinted clouds. It should be a glorious day as I wander outside in the warm sunshine to sit in the garden. Then someone sits alongside. I turn to see Lucifer. Why are you here? I couldn't help but a snarl on my lips. You think the babies are a gift I should treasure? Heavens, I cannot imagine what you must feel. On one hand, you cannot keep the babes. One, a fire dragon by Hell's ruler, the other mostly human, but who knows what else. The idea must terrify, and being reminded of what produced them. Once Hell's ruler, familiar with the suffering one endures when assaulted by fire demons, Lucifer says, "You're a miracle. You survived when most do not." He thought to destroy me, but I absorbed his power as well as Hell's, chuckling at the thought. When he put the fire stone in my belly, and its power flowed into me, it also allowed me to absorb Hell's power to become its ruler. So, why give it up? I mean, that's a lot of power, and having all those demons and Andras under your control. You were Hell's ruler from the beginning. For me it was unexpected. I gloried in it, sent him and my mother into a prison as their punishment. Yeshua spoke of when he named me, in the desert. I remembered and was overjoyed to know he loved me. When he held out his hand, remembering, I feel the amazement. A smile curves my lips. To feel loved and wanted, taking a deep breath, hand over my racing heart. It was a dream come true, to have love offered. Now, with these people, I see the fear when they look at me, knowing there are demons inside me. Their eyes travel down, not to caress but to curse my belly. A demon has never been inside the celestial city, and never will. He pauses. A third of the angels fell with me from heaven. Adonai cast us out because of my disobedience, and I became Hell's ruler. The fallen angels became demons. Huffing, I snap. What's your point? The babies are not demons. Their DNA is as human as you, and the angels. They are angels as well as human and will behave evil if they learn to be evil. He smiles. Even when tempted, a child has a choice. There's an ancient earth saying, children are a heritage of the Lord, the fruit of the womb. So, you're saying my children will not be born evil? I can raise them to be good children. Tears fill my eyes. Boldly I pull Lucifer into a hug. Thank you so much. Silent for a few seconds, he asks, have you thought of leaving here, someplace different? He says with a grin. My heart trips with happiness at the thought.